So I got to go to yoga last night, and that's rare for me these days. A lot of people get to go exercise whenever they want to. And the teacher, before and during the practice, said yoga, a lot like life, is a series of holding on and letting go. And immediately struck a chord with me, and I got emotional because I've been thinking on the past few days, I don't know what kind of goal to set for myself. I'm really just kind of feeling like a big flub. I'm just a huge failure. I don't even know where to start, you know? And I thought letting go is a pretty good place to start. Holding on to hope and letting go of whatever. It could be a tiny thought or a huge event in your life. And so I woke up this morning after meditating on that, I feel like in my sleep last night, and the first thing that could have set me off is I need some quiet time in the morning. And when I don't get that, it's really easy for me to let that mess up my day. But Willow doesn't like me to have alone time in the morning. She likes to be up with me as soon as she hears me roll over in the bed. And I thought, let go. Just immediately let go. So what? I'm not getting my quiet time. I get to have time with her. And so that was just a good example. One example out of 100,000 I could have let happen in 1 hour of my morning, to just let go and to be still and to hold on to hope and all of God's promises. And even when you can't think of any in the moment, just to let go. If you're not sure of what to let go of, just let go. Deep breath in, deep breath out, and just let go. So I think that's why we're here tonight. I want to welcome you in to just let go tonight. If you want to stand and worship with us, just close your eyes and let go.
Inside out, Lord, let justice and grace come my embrace. Every fire inside out, everlasting, your told Lauren before when I got here to rehearse, and I said, I probably need to take communion before I get on stage and lead people into the presence of God. I had one of those, and it wasn't necessarily anything my children did, even though it was something my children did, but it wasn't what caused me to respond the way I responded. Just sometimes you allow things in life to build, and it builds and it builds, and you know, we have the tools to do what we know to do and respond the way we need to respond and to release it and the way we need to release it. But sometimes we choose, like I chose, to kind of hold on just to the stuff and to, you know, you can allow yourself to feel overwhelmed, or you can choose to not feel overwhelmed. And I had one of those moments getting my kids ready to bring into Griffin, and where they were fighting. And it's one of those moments to where you just thank God that nobody's going to just pull into your driveway and see what you just did. You know what I'm talking about? And you've had those moments to have heard you and how you responded, because it would have been really, really embarrassing. And I had to ask them to forgive me, and they're always gracious to forgive me. But, you know, this song says, and we've sung it so many, so many, so many times, but as I was listening it, preparing for tonight, and it says, in the chaos and the confusion, He's sovereign. No matter what's going on inside of me, no matter what's going on out here, He is still sovereign. And that sovereignty and that goodness is within me. And the song says that He gives me grace to do His will. He gives me the grace to respond how I need to respond. He gives me the grace to be able to, like Lauren was singing, to let go and just surrender to the one who loves us more than anything. And so I encourage you, the way Lauren encouraged you, to let go and to surrender to the one, and to know that in the chaos and the confusion and in every kind of moment, in the highs and the lows, that He is sovereign, and that He is good, and that He is there, and that He is strong, and He is powerful. And He is saying that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And He is saying that in your weakness, you rejoice, because when you are weak, I am strong. And so tonight, that's what I'm saying, God. Thank you, Lord, that in my weakness, you are strong. When I don't allow the Spirit within me and the fruit of the Spirit to pour out of me, I can know, Lord, you are strong enough within me, Lord, to help me release the love and the joy and the patience, because that's who you are, and you are within me. And so tonight, we just say thank you, Father, Lord, that you are within us. Thank you for your sovereignty. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And I thank you, God, for your mercies, Lord, that are new every single day. Because you love us so much. And so I fall into that mercy, and I fall into that grace, and I fall into that love. And I just enjoy it, Lord. I enjoy your presence.
Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true, 'cause I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. Can breathe. I am healed. I am free. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true, 'cause I am found. I am yours. I am loved. I'm made pure. I have life. I can breathe. I am healed. I am free. Strong, you are sure, you are alive, you endure, and you are good, always true. My heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Speak what is true. Here's my life, Lord. Here's my life, Lord. Speak what is true. Speak what is true. Speak what is true.
Worship with the band. Thank you.
Joyful it is, and what it does for us when we fill us with it, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. We are here tonight, and we're letting go. We want to know you, and God, we want to hear you. We want to feel you. We want to see you. God, we want to be you. Thank you for being with us here, Jesus. We love to be in your presence, and we love you.
Good evening. Glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here. Somebody left a Yeti cup in the church Sunday. So if it's yours, let us know. This one's mine. It says St. John on it. So I decided I would canonize myself. Nobody else did, so I did that a couple of years ago, and when I have a book I've told you about, it's a daily devotional, and it's a saint for each day of the year, and I've read a lot of those saints. I don't read it every year, but I read it a lot, and when I've read it, so many of them did one thing, and they were got sainthood for one thing. I began 40 years of ministry in January. I believe I deserve sainthood, so I just canonized myself and said, from now on, I'm known as St. John. So if you want to address me as St. John, you can. You don't have to, but it will be received. I've done well with Proverbs 15:1 so far. I'm on a 3-week run of having it worked in my life for 3 full weeks. I had a week jump on you guys, and I had to practice a week before I gave it to you because, you know, the Bible says, you that say thou shalt not, what do you do? So I had worked that in my own life. I almost lost it today. I come that close to losing it today, and it was with my daughter. I was sound asleep. I mean, I don't take naps that often anymore, but I was in a deep nap of about 30 minutes, and my cell phone rang, and I answer it, and she's in a frenzy. She's with the kids, and I will come get John Henry. Well, I don't, I can't tell you the whole conversation. I said, I will come get John Henry. I will come get John Henry. And then I realized that I will come get John Henry. But I want to give you a word tonight that's going to bless you, bless me, bless the whole church. This is a word that is fresh with me. It's revelation that I just received. I want to share with you tonight a prophetic blessing and the difference in a prophetic blessing and a prophetic word. I believe there's a difference. Now, I believe a prophetic word is a word that sometimes gives a person direction. Sometimes it just confirms. I think most of the time a prophetic word just confirms something in somebody that maybe will pull them into their place and pull them that gifts out of them. I remember when God called me into the ministry, I hadn't said anything to anyone. And I was at a Pentecostal tent camp meeting. And I went up to the altar, and I was standing in a line of about, I don't know, 15 to 20 people. And this minister was up there prophesying. He came down, and he started ministering and praying over everybody, and he was just blessing them and giving them prophetic words. And he came to me, and he stopped, and he just looked at me, and he said, "You know what God's called you to do. You need to get on with it." And so that was just a confirmation in me that God had called me into the ministry. So I believe a prophetic word is of that nature, that type. Prophecy is simply the upbuilding and edification and comfort. That's what prophecy does. It edifies, builds up. I believe a prophetic blessing is a proclamation over people's lives that is because words are so powerful that when you do that, it works. And I really got this term Barbara this week, last week, before the kids started school, was it last week they started school or this week? Last week. Well, the night before they started school, Barbara wrote a prophetic word over each of them. And it was pretty short, but Dusty's printed them out and given to the kids, and I think they're going to put them in their notebooks or and so they can read it. But I love the one. To me, after I realized this to me, what Barbara did, I was really hoping she'd be here tonight, because our last first Wednesday, Barbara just came up and just bam, 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 just give prophetic words, and she's really, really good at that, and I was really going to pull on her tonight. But what I believe that happened to Barbara the night before the kids started school was that she had a prophetic blessing, and she just did that. She said, Jet, not only are you going to open up a new pathway that you've never seen, you're going to change some teachers' lives. You'll bring laughter and smiles to them when they need it the most. You'll be the one to give them their bright and shining star and hope. You'll bring life to the classroom while walking down the hallway. Joy will break out. Your presence brings peace, joy, love, and laughter, and all the wonderful goodness inside you is there. You share. It's going to be your best year ever. Of course, this is the second one. But the neat thing about this is that these words have already been spoken to him from teachers. In a week, you're my shining star. You have made my day. I mean, you release that in people when you speak those prophetic blessings over people. Last week, Ron Gray stopped by the house last Monday and spent the evening with me. And we were sitting on the deck talking, and he shared something with me. An article he had read on psychology, and it's a psychologist's diagnosis they give a lot of people, and it's called failure to flourish. Failure to flourish. And failure to thrive. Failure to thrive. Well, he looked that word up because the articles, and you can Google failure to thrive and get all kinds of things about it. It's a diagnosis given a lot of people. But failure to thrive, it comes from the word flourish. And flourish is to be in a vigorous state, to thrive, to be in its one, to be in or in one's prime, to be at the height of fame, excellence, and influence, to be successful and prosper, to grow luxuriantly or thrive in growth. Thrive is to prosper, to be fortunate, successful, to grow or develop vigorously, to flourish. And what I want to do tonight, about 4 weeks ago, I said it in jest, but I took it to heart and began to do this. I was talking about our tithes and offerings, and I mentioned the summer slump that we had gone through. And I said, you know, some of you must not have much money because there's not much money coming in. And I said, I'm going to start praying for you, for God to bless you and to prosper you. And I kind of said that in a little in jest, but I took it to heart, and I for the last 3 or 4 weeks since then, every day, sometime during the day, I stop and I pray. And my prayer is over Eagles Way Church that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And so we've heard testimonies of people coming, saying that what God had already done in their life. But so I want to do tonight, I want to read a psalm to you, Psalm 92, and this psalm was sung every Sabbath day. Every time they got together, they sung this psalm. It says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. It is so good to give thanks to God. We take for granted our relationship with God if we're not careful. Familiarity can breed contempt, if you know what I mean. We need to pause every day, contemplate for a moment, and just thank God. Just thank God for his faithfulness. Thank God for who he is. He says, "You thrill me, Lord, with all that you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Lord, what great works you do." And listen, I love this. "How deep are your thoughts?" Now, when you study that in the Hebrew, "How deep are your thoughts and your plans for me?" Isn't that good? "How deep are your thoughts and your plans for me? Only a simpleton would not know. Only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds, and listen, evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and growing strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted into the house, into the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, 'The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him.'" How many would just want to just say that I received that prophetic blessing? Wow, what a prophetic blessing. We start in a series Sunday that we have done several years ago, and it was a goal of mine several years ago to do this every year, and it's called Summit Living. It's a Sermon on the Mount, and we're going to start in it again, and I'm going to read this chapter out of Isaiah 35 because there's a part of it that tells you how to have summit living and what happens when you're living on the summit. It says, "Even in the wilderness and the desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring. Yes, there will be abundance of flowers and singing and joy. The deserts will become as green as the mountains of Lebanon, as lovely as Mount Carmel or the plain of Sharon. There the Lord will display his glory, the splendor of our God. With this news, strengthen those who have tired hands and encourage those who have weak knees." Maybe you're here tonight and you just need to be encouraged. And the blessing for you is that God would strengthen those who have tired hands, encourage those who have weak knees. "Say to those who with fearful hearts, 'Be strong. Do not fear. Be strong. Do not fear. For your God is coming to destroy your enemies. He's coming to save you. And when he comes," and he has come, okay, this is a prophetic word about Christ. "When he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer, and those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Springs will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams with water the wasteland. The parched ground will become a pool, and springs of water will satisfy the thirsty land. Marsh grass and reeds and rushes will flourish where desert jackals once lived." And here's the introduction to the Sermon on the Mount. "And a great road will go through that once deserted land. It will be named the Highway of Holiness. Evil-minded people will never travel on it. It will only be for those who walk in God's ways. Fools will never walk there. Lions will not lurk along its course, nor any other ferocious beast. There will be no other dangers. Only the redeemed will walk in it. Those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness." What a prophetic blessing. Here's a highway, probably one of the biggest obstacles and the biggest things that Brother Ralph Martin has gone through in his last 8 years journey. And the probably one of the largest misunderstandings, and really religious folks really have a hard time with this, is that he doesn't believe in the devil. And when he says that, he says, he's not going to be a part of my life. And when you read this, the lion doesn't lurk there. And so our proclamation should be, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. And so the only devil you have is the devil you create in your own mind. You don't have to have one. You don't have to have one. And this prophetic word that Isaiah gave that would happen when Christ came, that's a prophetic blessing that you can have. And I really want to do tonight, or feel tonight, Skitty's coming, I want to release some prophetic blessings over you. I even got my fantasy football cheat sheet up here. We have our fantasy football draft tomorrow night, and so I brought it up here to get a blessing. So that I will know who to draft tomorrow night. You ain't got yours, do you, Will? I remember, now the only person ever called me Reverend Ike is Billy Woodward. Now, he's the only person who can call me Reverend Ike, okay? Nobody else called me Reverend Ike. Most of you are going, who in the world is Reverend Ike? Well, Reverend Ike was quite a character. And he had radio programs, TV programs, and he sent out blessing cloths, this and that and another. And one time I was listening to Reverend Ike on the radio, and he was reading a letter. And he said, I'm going to read a letter this lady sent me. And he's reading the letter. He said, Dear Reverend Ike, said, I took your prayer blessing, and it worked in me, and God gave me $3,000. And here's $100 for your ministry for that blessing that came to me. And he said, thank you, ma'am, but you're $200 short. You better get that other $200 in here, or that blessing just may not be there. I think sometimes we don't realize, and I just want to say this, if you will proclaim the blessing, if you will proclaim the blessing, Joe mentioned something in a board meeting Sunday, and it reminded me of something that Barbara and I, God just impressed on us to do years ago. And we make sure that the very first check we write every week is our tithe check. Now, it's not a biblical thing. I can't. That's just in our heart. That's what we do. We feel like that's the first check we write out. And as we've been praying over you and blessing you, and I've been receiving that too. A lot of y'all know we've been remodeling. Barbara got some gifts from people for her 60th birthday to remodel her bedroom and bath. And so we've been doing that over the last couple of weeks. And Barbara went to Hobby Lobby to buy a big mirror last week. And she took a picture of it, sent it to me, and said, how do you like this? I said, oh, that's great. It just goes right with the other two mirrors in there. This is perfect. And she said, well, I think I want to get it. And I said, well, go ahead and get it. I said, all right. Well, I'll go get it. So she said, let's just leave it right now. So I went up there yesterday to get it and walked it back there, got the mirror, and when I walked up back there, it said 50% off. So instead of $150, we almost spent a week ago, we spent $75. Now what I did, I couldn't help but immediately begin to thank the Lord. I couldn't help but immediately begin, God, this is, because there was no reason for her not to get that mirror the day that she was there. There's no reason for me not to go get it. It's just something inside that said, just don't do that right now. But thanksgiving is the key. Thanksgiving is really, really the key. And Katie, I don't know last time you was here, but I was in praise and worship. You have a real prophetic anointing in your life. Did I tell you that the last time you were here? I don't remember. But God wants you to start releasing prophetic blessings over people when you see them at school. And to start back writing some more. I don't know how much writing you're doing right now, but you need to do more writing. And because there's just many words of blessings that will continue to flow out of you and bless other people. And so let those prophetic blessings release. I was so happy, David, when you called me Sunday and told me what you did. And you walked up to one of our members after service and began to speak a word of blessing over them. And really what you gave them was a prophetic blessing. And it was just, it blessed this person so much. And when David and he told me what was said, my heart just leaped inside and I went, wow, what words of comfort and blessing to somebody. And so I want you and us to start doing that, to start prophetically blessing people. You know, you don't have to have a prophetic word of direction in their life or try to find, you know, do something that would be this or that. You just speak a blessing over them. Just bless their life with a prophetic blessing. And when you really read the scriptures, they were very good about that in the old covenant. Very good about that in Israel, about speaking the father speaking blessings over their kids. That's what Barbara did, was speak blessings over her grandkids. And probably a lot of it probably just came out of her love for her grandkids, probably. Right? Mean that? John Henry Spear, year of launching. You'll be growing up during this period of what lies ahead of you and for the future. You're going to step out and take charge. You're a leader. You'll come across those that you think are mean and cruel, but honestly, they are wearing a mask so you can't see who they really are. They need love and acceptance. They need someone to help them remove the mask and love and accept them for who they are. You're going to be a person. You're going to be a leader. You're not a follower. Set your own pace. Set your own convictions and let God set your own heart. Over the last week, Dusty's been telling us the difference in John Henry's life. Where he's, how he's grown, how he's so sweet, sweet, and how he takes care of people. Says, Anna, this is the night before your first day of the fifth grade. This is be a different for you. This is than it has been in the past. This is your calling for this time in your life. You're going to this year that will change your life, but that's a big but. Not only will your life be changed, but there will be a few girls whose lives that will be changed because of you. There will be girls who may not have any friends and who are too shy, friends who don't have money, and friends who truly desire with all their heart a true friend. Look for those girls, Anna, and you are that true friend. Expect this to happen. You will definitely be the light that shines this year. A new season of growth awaits you. Embrace it. You know, it's not anything but prophetic blessings. Prophetic blessings. Our words are powerful. They are so powerful. I'm proclaiming so many blessings over this house. I'm proclaiming blessings over my life. I'm proclaiming blessings, but in the same tone and in the same manner, constantly giving thanks to God. Constantly giving thanks to God. Not taking my God of the universe for granted for all of his goodness toward me, for all the things that he has done. And you have the privilege to bless people prophetically, to speak the words of God over their life. You know, how many know when you really get into a certain place, God will test you and see where you really are? I was in the grocery store yesterday, and this guy looked at me and said, don't I know you? And he was in a scooter. And I said, I don't know. A lot of people know me. I'm Buren Goss, Pastor Eagles Way. I've been to your church. I came there in crutches several years ago, and da-da-da. And we talked, and we got through. He said, would you pray for me? right there in Kroger. Now that's pull on Buren. I said, sure, I'll pray for you. So I lay my hands on him and just start praying and just start blessing him. And then when he got through, he said, I knew I was getting set up a little bit, but, you know, I felt like I knew who I was getting set up for. And so he asked for some money. And I said, well, I don't have any cash. And he said, well, I need it for some medical stuff. I said, I don't have any cash. He said, well, don't they give you some money on your credit card? I said, yeah, they do. I said, how much you need? He said, he was good. He said, I need $22 is what the medicine was. I thought, well, that sounded pretty true, 22. I mean, you know, that sounded right. So I said, you know, meet me outside in front after I check out. So I got cash back and gave him $25. Then he asked, will you take me somewhere? So I took him the other way that I was going. I was going this way, he's going that way. So I took him that way, put him out, then went back and got the 50% off at the mirror. You just need to be a blessing. God's called you to be prophetic blessings to people. These words flourish to thrive. Too many people fail to thrive. I don't want Eagles Way Church to fail to thrive, to fail to flourish, to live life abundantly. To live life abundantly. And I believe with all my heart that we are about to enter into a season of great flourishing. And I'm proclaiming that. I'm blessing this house with that in every individual's lives. A time to flourish. A time to prosper. A time to be in good health. A time to be aware and be grateful and thankful for all the good things of the Lord. For the blessings that has been, that are, and that will be. And I want you to join with me in being a mouthpiece and a voice for that blessing of flourishing. Amen? We're supposed to do that. We're supposed to thrive. We don't want to be diagnosed failure to thrive. Failure to thrive. But rather, we have the medicine. We have the medicine. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. And it's just up to us to recognize it and to decide that that's what we're going to do. John, when I talk to you today, we as a congregation are going to bless you for favor, and that over the next few weeks, the things that you're going to encounter, that you're going to find the favor of God in it, and it's all going to work out for you. God's going to honor your life because of what you've done and how you've overcome, and you'll get favor. And you just begin to thank him from this moment on until this next few weeks of the things that you're going to go through. Thank him for the favor. Thank him for the favor that he's given you. I ran into a guy at the track today, and man, I walked at the wrong time. It was so hot, and I was already about dehydrated. And he came into me and started talking to me, and he gave me literally a 30-minute testimony. 30-minute, and I'm not exaggerating, 30-minute testimony. But I was pretty enthralled by his testimony, and he was basically a dead man. And the doctors had called the family in and said, you know, he'll not come out of this coma. And he came out of it. He walks every day now, and just begin to. And the more he talked, I read these scriptures, I realized I got to let this guy give his thanksgiving. I got to let him finish this. I'm dying. I thought I was going to thirst to death before he got through. But I said, I cannot deny him. I just kept telling myself inside, you cannot deny him this time. You can't. And then at the end of it, he said, I don't even know if you're a Christian or not. But I said, well, matter of fact, I am a Christian. My name's St. John, a pastor. Eagles Way Church. And that caused another 15 minutes of conversation. But Kevin, there's a new spiritual journey for you. And a lot of great and wonderful things have been imparted and planted in you over the years. And you felt at times they were just kind of, I don't know what I'm looking for, suppressed a little. But they're going to just be so released. You've seen the hand of God in your life over the last couple of years. You went to where you had to go and did what you had to do. But your family, through you, is going to tend so upward in every area of their life, spiritually, financially. But you're going to be more fulfilled in life than you've ever been. Jesus told his disciples one time, he said, freely you have received, now freely give. And I feel like I can give that to you, that I'm more fulfilled in my life than I've ever been in my life. I'm more happier than I've ever been. And you're younger than I am, but your lot of years just going to be so good. And just thank the Lord. And the gifts, some gifts in you are going to really come forth and to be a blessing to people. God's going to show you people in this congregation. And he's just going to lay on your heart, maybe something like he did David Sunday. But just be open to ministering to people. Just a word of encouragement, a word of just a blessing over them. Because it's there. And it's gonna flourish now. I have a thing on my desk that Ralph gave me, and we're gonna show it sometimes in the future. But it shows it's how a field can look when the mind is all, you know, out of whack, and how it can look when it's all flourishing. And it's such a difference. That word, when Ron shared that with me, and then he gave me the definition of flourish and to thrive. I mean, while he was reading it, I was inside just jumping and just excited about that word. And I've called him every day since then to tell him how much it meant to him and tell him what it's done in my heart, my life. But thank you for sharing that. And I had to call him to get some other stuff about it, too, that I'd forgotten. But I just can't get off of this word flourish and thrive. I want you to flourish. I want you to thrive. Not get by chinny chin chin, you know. More than that, life is not to be that way. Christ didn't come to give us that life. He came to give us an abundant, meaningful, fulfilling life. And times we just have to be aware of that. And what I want you to be aware of tonight is the blessing that you are to other people. I want you to be consciously aware of that. I want you to begin to, if you'll just be aware of that, you'll be amazed at what will happen in your life. I've shared this, and I don't mean this in a braggadocious way, just something that God laid on my heart 3 or 4 years ago. That your presence It means everything. So when you walk into a funeral home, when you walk into a hospital, I want you to walk in with awareness of who you are and that out of you is emanating life. And people are going to be drawn to that and blessed by that. But I have to consciously be aware of that. And so it's been much more joy doing the things that I do when I walk in with that attitude. When I walk in with that, just an awareness of the presence of God, the blessings of God. And you have that. And I'm going to keep praying, and we're going to keep blessing until we see this church so flourishing in every area, in every way that God wants it to flourish. We're going to just release that. How about that? And we're all going to be a part of that. And we're all going to be recipients of that. And we're all going to be channels of that. You're going to get, you know, the praise team here, the ones that are here tonight, and this is for all of you. But God's about to bring you up to another level of ministry. And it's something that deep inside you, particularly David, that's been stirring in you for a long, long time. But this, y'all, and the way it's going to happen is that it's going to happen in that back room there, and you're going to just think about what you're about to do. And so when you come out and do it, it's going to carry a whole different anointing than it has. The anointing of it is going to rise greatly in every one of your lives. Jacob, you said something on the platform that at the end, the last song, when they worship the Lord with the band. And sometimes people, a lot of times I think people don't realize how important it is to do that. You know, he said in this psalm, I skipped a verse, but it said when you're giving him thanks and giving him praise that was sung on the Sabbath day every day, when you're doing that, he said, do it with the 10-stringed instruments. So even then when there's just music playing, thanksgiving and praise can just well up in our hearts and we just give God thanksgiving, give God praise. Just let it flow. This church is a prophetic church and it's a worshipful church. One of the things that God's about to bring this house into is a tremendous anointed worship. We're called. That's a high calling in this house is worship. And some of you have never seen, never been a part of a real anointed worship service that will take your breath away. That will make you cry, make you laugh, make you reflect, make you feel the presence of God. Because I want to tell you something. I used to downplay feelings. I don't downplay. Feelings is big. Feelings is big. I want to feel the presence of God. I want to feel it. I want to feel. Then that's what glory means. Weight. It's a good heaviness. You ever said this? God's really laid you heavy on my heart. You know, it's that's really the reason you say that, because it's what it really is. And when you see the glory of God, what happens is you feel the weight of it, and the weight of it is the value of it. It's how valuable it is. And see, we have coins, and our coins, most of our coins now, they seem they keep them pretty new and minted, and you don't really see old coins. When I was coming up as a little boy, I remember have a lot of quarters and couldn't even see the date on it. Remember that coins? But it was still worth a quarter. But part of whether it was a copper or whatever, was wore off. During Christ's day, silver and gold, the silver, it could wear down. And so as it did, and lost its weight, it lost some value. And so what he wants us to do as believers, don't lose your value. Don't lose the weight, which is the glory. Keep that going. And the way you do that in Ephesians 5, it says, don't let things, let worship, singing to God in songs and spiritual songs and making melody in your heart to the Lord, let that be a way that you are filled with the Holy Spirit so that the value of God and the value of life will continue to increase in your life. Continue. The best is yet to come. In your personal life, in your family life, in the church life. Good things. Good things. But I want to encourage you, be thankful. Why don't you stand? Why don't you come down here with me for a minute? And I told myself when first Wednesday after I got home that I really enjoyed having you down here with me last first Wednesday. And we used to do that. Sorry, we used to do that a lot. Remember that? I mean, we used to have altar calls. Everybody come down. And there's something about the closeness of it. But I want us to see it. The Bible says in Psalm 133 that about the anointing, the blessings of God would flow from Mount Hermon. And he said, it'd be like the oil put on Aaron's head, and it flowed over his whole body. And then it said, it's like the dew of Mount Hermon, and it comes from the mountain, and it goes down, and it waters the valley. And he said, let's just read that. We know this, but we're not being aware of this. Behold, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony, dwell together in unity. It's like the precious anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, ran down his beard into the border of his robe. Harmony or unity is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls from the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord pronounced his blessing. We're blessed to have such a unified church. We're blessed. And I sense that unity. What I want us to do is pronounce that blessing, proclaim that blessing, speak that blessing. I want you to help me every single day bless Eagles Way Church. Bless people. Bless them to prosper, be in good health, even as their soul prospers. Be a voice to that. Just and be thankful and grateful. Because that's, you know, there's certain scriptures that are just very important. Somebody told me one time years ago, I marked my Bible, highlighted, and said, y'all not highlight your Bible because, you know, all the words important. I said, dude, there's some scriptures in there a whole lot more important than other scriptures. There's some scriptures that says some stuff that is a lot more meaningful than other scriptures. And that's why I highlight what I highlight. And that's a big one. There the Lord commanded the blessing, his own unity. So, Father, tonight, as we stand, and let me show you, give you one more word, and I'll pray this. When David one time went out to war, he took some men that went out to war and they battled, and they got all the spoils, and they were coming back to the camp. And some of the guys came up to David and said, hey, we're not sharing this with the men who didn't go fight. They're not going to get this. And David said, oh, no. They're going to get the same amount as you get. And so this blessing tonight that we're prophesying over is for everybody. It's for everybody. And so who's here, who's not here, everybody's going to get it because we're one. Amen? We're one. So, Father, we just pronounce this blessing over Eagles Way Church, over every family, every man, every woman, every girl. Lord, that all the kids will be blessed this school year. Lord, that we just speak a prophetic blessing over every one of them. Lord, that they're going to be light. They're going to be salt where they go. And Lord, we thank you. We agree together tonight that your blessings are just going to overflow and overtake us. They're going to overflow and overtake us. And that we're going to be thankful and grateful. We're going to speak your blessings. We're going to come to the house of the Lord with an attitude of expectancy and wonder. Wonder, just in wonder of how wonderful you are. And we release that, Lord. We release that blessing over every person. Lord, tonight we pray for Nora Cordova. We ask you, God, to intervene and just for the Holy Spirit to go into Warm Springs Rehab Place and just begin to upbuild her and restore her strength and vitality so she can flourish and thrive. We pray for Barbara tonight. We pray for others who aren't here that may be sick or going through a difficult time, that they are going to flourish, that the deserts are going to bloom. The deserts are going to bloom. And we thank you for it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. 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 God bless you.